The dick is mine. When someone I know does not die, but becomes successful, very successful, and that person I know to be a big old bag of dicks to tech support personnel, like myself, for instance, when I did that kind of dick holding. I think of that person as a bigger bag of dicks every time his forehead's on TV. Dick bag. But I'll admit there's a dickish thrill in knowing a bag of dicks in DC. Yeah, that's my bag, don't forget it, you dick bags with foreskins that tingle on TV, in interns in the White House press conferences where my very own dick bag sticks a dick mic in the ass of big black White House dick and his dick bags. And his dick bags. And I think it's good Jake's a dick. Because this country needs all kinds. Owen Dick, congratulations. If you climb the chain link fence at San Andreas Lake, tumbling down through chaparral to where the ripples break. Underneath the rising dog guarding the southern sky, when the buckeye boughs are bare and all the land is dry. Cast a stone and watch it fall as one soul falls from grace. Through the whirling firmament mirrored on the surface. Past the schools of silversides darting left then right. And past the diving cormorants wings tucked in water flight. Down towards the black lake floor where flooded grasses sway. Drowned and rooted in the groove of shale sheared to clay. In between tectonic plates, one sliding north, one south. Along the fault, the earthquake shell pry open by the wrath, swallowing the reservoir and stone for what it's worth, through the blasted aquifers cracked to Middle Earth. This next poem is called Susan Ward's Trip Down, and it's based on a character and scene in Wallace Stegner's novel Angle of Repose. Susan Ward is an artist newly wedded to the resident engineer at New Almaden Quicksilver Mine, which is just a little south of San Jose here in California. The first and richest mine in the state, New Almaden was where the red ore known as cinnabar first roasted for its metal in 1845. Was burned in furnaces and reduced through a series of condensation chambers into approximately 100 million pounds of liquid mercury, used to extract silver in Nevada's Comstock mines and gold in the Mother Lode. Moving west with her husband in 1877 to a house above the mine, Susan Ward conceives a sketch about the underground system of tunnels and shafts interpenetrating the mountain beneath her home. Her brother-in-law, a mining expert and director for New Almaden, arranges for her to take a trip down the Buena Vista shaft, then the deepest hole on the continent, despite resistance from the manager, who feels women should not enter mines. Her journey down and the impressions she records constitute the sixth section of the novel's part two and the motion of this pantoum, which is a poetic form that's structured mainly around a series of repetitions in the stanzas. Susan Ward's Trip Down, New Almaden, 1877. She steps into the skip, a cast iron cage strung above a hole into the mountain. The hoist wheel turns, the cage drops, and she is falling to the center of the earth, falling through a hole into the mountain down to darkness. On her hat's a candle. Its bloom clings to the dynamited earth. She cranes her neck peers up the shaft, up to darkness. She swings her candle back to shadows in the hot, slick rock. An outstretched arm is from a match struck by someone stuck inside a tunnel. And the shadow passes, sliding up the rock. Sandstone, serpentine, greenstone, gabbro. An apparition standing at a tunnel waves and disappears into the seafloor. Gabbro, peridotite, oreshine, bedded flow. The cage shudders. How long until it stops? It's a remembered drop into the seafloor. Pleistocene, Pliocene, Miocene, Paleocene. Epics passer. How long until it stopped? Beneath is pooling water. Now she prays. Paleocene, old life, ophiolite, ancient scene. The iron rattles and slows, coming to a stop above the water by a timbered passageway. She steps out of the skip. An ore car rattles to her, brings its rider to a stop. She takes his hand as the cage is drawn up and waits until the men kick off the track to walk her wakening eye into the strike. Processing down the ties, newly aware of following some predetermined motion. Gliding across heaps of cinnabar blasted from the entrance to her bower. Her groom studied in the secrets of the earth, this mercury, their home beneath the ocean.